It's time for overtime.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
He'll shoot and he hits it at the buzzer.
Hear from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Rameen on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Welcome into the Tuesday edition of Overtime. I'm your host, Burt Rameen. We got quite the show for you today. Local, and more local. Pro boxer Deontay Walker is across from me already. We'll be on the air with him in about 15, 20 minutes here, talking about his upcoming first ever title fight of his great young career. He's 11-1. He's in studio here in about 10 minutes to talk to us about his upcoming fight out at Laurel Ridge Barn. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks. He's already been running all over town today, and I might soon also be running all over town, because we got Jerry P. and Thomas Lee of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority. They also put on Sioux Falls Boxing Classic each and every year. They're in with me in hour number two. And I got to tell you, folks, I promised Thomas that I would commit to some sort of race, a marathon, half marathon, 5K, something like that. Sioux Falls Marathon coming up at the end of August. I'm going to put my feet to the ground and run something, and my commitment coming up in hour number two. And I'm going to try to get you folks a great promo code out of Thomas Lee, an opportunity to save money on your registration, your family member's registration, your friend's registration for the Sioux Falls Marathon, half marathon, 5K, all of that coming at the end of August. More info there, SiouxFallsMarathon.com. In between hour number one, our chat with Deontay Walker, hour number two, Jerry P. and Thomas Lee also in studio. We'll deliver you the latest from Wimbledon, moves from the NHL, the latest from the National Football League, and of course, all of the marquee news and nuggets, signings, free agency latest, and the latest odds for next year's NBA Finals from the NBA. All sorts of movers and shakers to get to there on this Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Overtime. Let's dive into your scorecard. First things first, yesterday, just three games across Major League Baseball. First one, Houston and Toronto. Astros playing a lot better these days.
1-0, and Alvarez hits it in the air pretty deep to left center. Going back on it, Varsho. At the wall, he leads. See you later! Yordan Alvarez goes deep, and the Astros go up 2-0.
That audio courtesy of KBME. Elsewhere, the Mets and the Nationals from D.C. New York gets the job done. High-scoring affair.
0-2 the count. Harvey ready. He delivers. Swung on. Hit in the air. Deep center field. Young drifting back to the warning track. Turns at the wall. Gone! Go ahead, three-run home run, J.D. Martinez.
WCBS with the audio there. With that win, 9-7 the final. The Mets now 41-41. Haven't said a lot about the Colorado Rockies in winning streaks this season. They are on one right now following another extra inning blast. This one slams the door on the Brewers in 10 innings.
Pitch to Cave. He'll hit it to right field, center field. That's going to be the game winner. Racing home from third, Aaron Schoch, and Jake Cave on the first pitch he sees rips it into right center field. And for the second consecutive game, the Rockies get a win in extra innings.
That one comes in 10 innings. Audio KOA, just win number 29 of the season for Colorado. They're 29-55. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, Twins are back in action playing host to Detroit. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 the first pitch time right here on ESPN Sioux Falls. Other matchups today, White Sox at Guardians, Cardinals at Pirates, Phillies at the Cubs. That's a 7:05 start on TBS. Rays at Royals, Brewers at Rockies. The other matchups today across Major League Baseball. NBA news, the big news yesterday was Paul George getting a new deal elsewhere. Klay Thompson landing with the Dallas Mavericks. Here's Woj on the signing there with Dallas.
Klay Thompson is on his way to the Dallas Mavericks. I'm told a three-year $50 million deal that'll include a player option. It's a sign and trade with the Warriors, with Charlotte, and Klay Thompson's 13-year career in Golden State, 4 championships, is now over.
Woj moves on to talk about a little bit about the legacy, leaving that Warriors dynasty behind for Klay Thompson.
Dallas was really aggressive in trying to bring him in. So were the Lakers. But Klay Thompson, 3 years, $50 million, and that great Warriors dynasty now is minus one of its real historic players.
And again, 3 years, $50 million for Klay Thompson. He joins a very promising Dallas squad. Elsewhere, Donovan Mitchell gets a 3-year, $150 million extension to remain in place with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Here's Brian Windhorst on that deal that broke yesterday.
Is the second biggest contract signing in the history of the Cavs franchise after LeBron returning in 2014. That speaks to how important and how high stakes this was because of what they traded for him. The second thing is you can put whatever you want on the bottom screen. You can qualify it. This is a 2-year contract. The Cavs now have 2 years to do it because he would face being going into last year of his deal in 2 years. So even getting 2 years is terrific for the Cavs, especially with where they're positioned. So the Cavs should absolutely celebrate this and absolutely keep their nose to the grind.
So certainly Klay Thompson, a big deal. Donovan Mitchell, also a big deal. Jason Tatum will be paid handsomely for a very long time, including north of $60 million in one season towards the end of a contract he signed yesterday. Here's Tatum a little bit more on the details of that big deal.
Biggest contract in NBA history, Jason Tatum, 5 years, $314 million. Deal includes a player option, a trade kicker. Jason Tatum will be the first $70 million a year player in the NBA.
And again, we'll still be pretty darn young in NBA terms, in terms of stars at that level, when the contract does come to an end. Certainly a big deal. With big deals comes expectations. Boston coming off a finals victory for Tatum and Brown and everyone involved there. But Chris Canty says, with deals like these, you need more titles.
In order for the organization to get the return on investment on those contracts, those guys got to do some more winning. They've got to win another championship, at least one more, with the runway that has now been created with the contracts and having these players locked in. When you see these tandems, these wing tandems that are elite players in their own right, it usually equates to multiple championships. Think back to Dwayne Wade and LeBron James in the early 2010s, multiple championships. Think back to the 90s Bulls with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, multiple championships. Mm-hmm. Why should we not look at Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown through that same lens?
There's a lot going on in the NBA these days. We'll have it all for you towards the middle of this hour. Number one, latest signings, free agency rumors, and an update on the finals odds, because like it or not, these things move and shift with all these moves this time of the offseason. Where is Dallas now? That's my big question heading in to that segment later on this morning. WNBA Finals, Connecticut beats up on Phoenix 83-72 last night, and Seattle wins game number 13 of the season, blowing out Dallas on their home floor 95-71. From the NFL now, Adam Schefter is a busy guy talking quarterback contracts, whether it be Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, and Tua Tagovailoa. He's got an optimistic thought on the future of the Dolphins and their signal caller.
I think the Dolphins absolutely want to keep Tua, and I think they're going to get a deal done at some point in time, whether that's before training camp or before the season. And so while all the talk that you're saying is logical and plausible and makes sense, the fact of the matter is I think they're very committed to Tua and figuring out a way to make that work and getting a deal done.
That's the latest from the NFL. We'll have more on Dak Prescott's contract and future and leverage, the important word, with the Dallas Cowboys coming up later in the show. If you're rounding out your scorecard now, NASCAR race coming up Sunday at Chicago. That's a cool road race. Second year they're doing it in downtown. 3:30 on Sunday on NBC. PGA Tour this weekend, the John Deere Classic from TPC Deer Run down in Silvis, Illinois, running through Thursday through Sunday. And Wimbledon underway as of yesterday. Coco Gauff, one of many Americans advancing on the women's side. Jessica Pegula, also a winner. Here's Gauff after a 6-1, 6-2 straight set win to begin her tournament journey yesterday.
And I feel like the last couple of slams, Australian and French, I think I won a lot of matches in straight sets in the earlier rounds of the tournament. So I think I'm just getting better at, I guess, taking care of business and trying to clean up and make sure that these matches don't go three sets, because in a third set, anything can happen, really, with your nerves. Their nerves, sometimes they are freer.
And Coco Gauff again, 6-1, 6-2, straight set victory over Caroline Dolhide yesterday. Jessica Pegula over Ashlyn Krueger, 6-2, 6-0. And the big storyline is there will not be a repeat champ on the women's side already. That's right, six-seeded Margarita Vondrousova lost in straight sets yesterday, 6-4, 6-2 in her opening round match. Men's side, Jannik Sinner bested Yannick Hanfmann yesterday, 6-3, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. Medvedev, Alcaraz, Casper Ruud, and Dimitrov all advanced yesterday. American Brandon Nakashima pulled off one of the biggest upsets yesterday at Wimbledon, taking down 18th-seeded Sebastian Baez, 6-2, 6-3, 6-4. Carlos Alcaraz, one of the young favorites in the sport of tennis right now, and he says he loves the playing surface at Wimbledon.
I always enjoy playing here. I think it's a surface that I can put my style. I love this game on grass, hitting good shots, playing aggressive, trying to go to the net all the time. I love and I enjoy playing this style, this game.
That's Carlos Alcaraz on the men's side. Wimbledon continuing right now. Djokovic, the 2-seed, currently putting the finishing touches on a straight set win over Capriva. 6-1, 6-2, leading in the third set, 5-2 right now. Watch that on ESPN TV. Lastly here on your scorecard, tremendously disappointing effort for Team USA at the Copa America. They lose 1-0 against Uruguay yesterday. Couple questionable calls, but head coach Greg Berhalter says it's all about effort and a very tough decision, tough performance for his team to swallow.
We know that we're capable of more, and this tournament we didn't show it. It's really as simple as that. I think that, you know, you look at the stage that was set with the fans in this tournament, with the high level of competition in this tournament, and, you know, we should have done better.
Team USA out of the Copa America following losses to Panama and Uruguay. Yesterday was a 1-0 loss for Team USA. And again, Coach Greg Berhalter there commenting on the tough loss. Let's dive into your ReliaBank headlines of the day. As always, brought to you by ReliaBank, ReliaBank.com. South Dakota alumni Tori DePerry has officially signed a pro contract in Portugal. The team is part of Portugal's top division, and she'll be the first Coyote alumni to play in Portugal since Tempest Wilson did so back in 2013-2014, and the 11th Coyote alumna to play overseas since 2008. A native of Shawano, Wisconsin, DePerry joined the Yotes as a grad transfer for her only season in Vermilion last year from Saginaw Valley State, averaged 7 points, 4 rebounds, and over an assist per game last year, and across her collegiate career, totaled over 1,400 career points and over 700 rebounds across her career. Augustana Vice President for Athletics Josh Morton pleased to announce the Augustana Athletics Hall of Fame class for 2024. You can view entire bios and more at GoAugie.com. The ceremony will take place on September 20th in Five Oaks in Sioux Falls. The following day, the Augustana football team will play host to Northern State, where the inductees will be honored at halftime. Tickets to the 54th Hall of Fame banquet will be available soon. John Anderson of men's basketball, Craig Bosch of football, Ty Copsey of wrestling, just a few on this list. Check out all of the inductees at GoAugie.com. As we move forward with your ReliaBank headlines of the day, Coyote football fans take notice. Coyote football excited to bring back the Red Pass ticket plan for the upcoming college football season. The flexible option allows fans to choose a ticket to either the Dakota Days or North Dakota State game this year in Vermilion, in addition to two of the remaining four home games. The Red Pass starts at $75, while sections D through G on the east side and L through P on the west side of the Dakota Dome, a little bit more expensive at $90 a piece. Breakdown of the Red Pass can be found at GoYotes.com. Again, choose one between Northern Iowa and North Dakota State. That's Dakota Days and Senior Day, respectively. And then two games, the remaining four home contests. Those are Northern State, Drake, Southern Illinois, and North Dakota. More information, GoYotes.com. If you'd prefer to contact the ticket office over the phone, that's 605-677-5959. Let's move forward with your headlines here. The rules for the home run derby at the All-Star break have been altered significantly by Major League Baseball. Some of the changes are designed to reduce the frantic pace that has concerned past participants. Within each player's timed round, the hitter will see a maximum of 40 pitches. That's different than years past. Similar how there is a maximum number of basketballs shot in the NBA three-point contest, this will place a greater premium on efficiency between the batting practice pitchers and the hitters. Since the Derby moved to a time format back in 2015, the rounds of swings have often shifted into a race of the hitter and pitcher trying to get through as many swings as possible. Now you're going to get a max of 40 in that time frame. So it's about pacing, it's about efficiency there, and it's not about, hey, throw me a ball, I'll swing at it and give it my best shot. I like this. Any changes they make to tune it up, because all-star games across any sport, you're looking at the NFL, NHL, NBA, whatever, has lacked some substance and pizzazz. I'm looking at the NFL as the worst these days, but the other leagues certainly looking to tinker and alter things year by year just to make them better for the players, better for the fans, and more enjoyable to the viewership as well. Kim Ang made her mark as a trailblazer in the male-dominated world of Major League Baseball, and she's on to a new position. Back in 2020, the Miami Marlins made her the first female general manager in the four major North American pro sports leagues, kept the position for 3 years, and the Marlins reached the playoffs her final season. Now Ang, who played softball at the University of Chicago, will use her skills to directly uplift women's sports. She's been hired as the senior advisor for the Athletes Unlimited Softball League, which will launch in 2025. With women's sports riding a wave of momentum, Ang felt this was the right time to jump in. She said, "We're in a moment here, and maybe it's not a moment. Maybe it's more of a movement. I just wanted to be a part of it." That's a short list of people you want a part of your program, your league, your overall collective movement. Kim Ang will tabbed as a senior advisor of Athletes Unlimited. Again, Athletes Unlimited Softball League, which will be a pro league launching in 2025. And I got to tell you, everything I broadcast out there, football, basketball, baseball, softball, wrestling, whatever, absolutely love softball. Very fast-paced, cool sport. I wish them nothing but the best. And it's about time we had a marquee pro softball league in this country. And I wouldn't bet against it with the momentum we've had lately here in the United States. Lastly here, let's wrap up your ReliaBank headlines of the day with some tough news for the New York Mets. New York Mets outfielder Brandon Nimmo missed last night's win over the Nationals after fainting in his hotel room overnight and hitting his head when he fell. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza said Nimmo cut his forehead but did not have a concussion. Went through all the tests this morning, Mendoza said. Wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything. Luckily, everything came back negative, so I think we got lucky there. Reportedly, Nimmo woke up not feeling well around 5 a.m., went to the bathroom, cramped up, and fainted. And when he came to and got up on the floor, was bleeding from the head and wasn't sure why. So again, crisis averted, scary situation, but all the best moving forward for Brandon Nimmo, looking to get hydrated and also back on the diamond sooner than later. Recently hit his 100th career home run and an RBI double on Sunday, so certainly one of the more exciting youngsters in all of Major League Baseball. Crisis averted, tough situation, but all the best to the New York Mets and Brandon Nimmo. We'll take the break now and come back. Deontay Walker has been sitting in here patiently with me. He's a pro boxer from our area, trains at 15th Round Boxing at the corner of 41st and Marion, and he's got a title fight in a couple weeks, a UBO Continental Welterweight title, Laurel Ridge Barn. For more information, 15throundboxing.com, your place to go for tickets and info. 7 o'clock the start time. It's going to be on Friday, the 19th of July. So, yes, he's in the middle of his training. Yes, he's running all over town, getting up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. He's well-refined, and he's ready for war, coming up for the Battle at the Barn, Laurel Ridge Barn, on July the 19th. And, yes, the best part of all, he carved out some time for the busy schedule for us as well here on Overtime. We take the break. Back with Deontay Walker coming up next on Overtime.
College hoops and NBA basketball, the NFL and Major League Baseball. It's all here on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right. right back with you. It is the Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Overtime. We got a short week this week in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. We're off on Thursday, and in celebration of me recovering from the Independence Day holiday, we are off on Friday. Long weekend for your boy Bert. I'll miss you guys. We're going to be back on Monday, but it's time now to talk some boxing and some very local boxing as well. Training out of 15th round boxing here, 41st in Marion and Sioux Falls. Joining us for the second time ever in the studio is Deontay Walker. Deontay, it's great to have you in here with us again, and it's an exciting time for you in your career, and I'm excited to have you in here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bert. I appreciate you having me here, too, and helping me spread the word for this big, kind of making local history with this title fight here.
Yeah, and it's the first ever title fight for you. You've been pro for just over two years, so take us through, obviously, your first pro fight is a huge deal. You get there, that's awesome, it's such an accomplishment, but you want more, and you want more, and you want more, and you're succeeding. You're 11-1 in your career so far through 12 fights, so what does this mean to you and your team and your trainers, your sparring partners in your gym to earn a title opportunity coming up here in a couple weeks?
It's really like all this work that we've been doing every single day, and all those days where we've had those doubts and everything, it's just reaffirming that we're on the right path. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely true. And I know that you're training very hard. I double-checked with you because you came in here, man. You got your ball cap on. You got your athletic gear on. And I said, man, you must be up already training this morning. You were up very early again, running around. Take us through. We're going to dive into your training a little bit more later. But just today, what have you done so far?
Today, I woke up at 6 o'clock. Usually, I try to wake up at 4:30, but I had a tough day yesterday, so I gave myself a couple little extra hours. I woke up at 6 o'clock, got my 6 mile run in. Then I'll go to a gym. Great Life, preferably, yep, is where I'll go, and I'll do my calisthenics work. So that's push ups, pull ups, sit ups, and lunges, squats, the legs and stuff. I don't lift weights a lot though. Mm-hmm. But like I'll once I get to the gym, I'll jump rope and I'll work in 500 push-ups within then. So I'll jump rope for 10 rounds and I'm trying to get 500 push-ups within that 10 rounds. Then after that, I'll get my pull-ups done, my sit-ups, my lunges, I'll work those all in just kind of like a little circuit, and then That's it for the calisthenics. So the 6 miles, then I get to the gym, do all that work, and then I rest a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll go back to work, too.
Yeah, and then this afternoon, I would assume, are you back at the boxing gym?
I'm back at the gym again, yep.
All right, so you got a full schedule these days. Obviously, title fight upcoming 2 weeks from Friday. That's going to be July the 19th at Laurel Ridge Barn. That's dubbed the Battle at the Barn, 15throundboxing.com, the place to find your tickets. 7 o'clock start time again at the Laurel Ridge Barn. So we talked about the opportunity. Let's talk a little bit about the dream, because you weren't always a boxer. This is relatively new for you in terms of your life. The last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it became, hey, I like to box. I'm pretty good at it. And now I've got a pro opportunity. I'm starting to win. And now you earn this welterweight title shot here. Do you have to kind of refocus and think about, man, what a dream this is that I've got this opportunity coming up in a couple weeks?
All the time I'm reminding myself how far I've come in. Like, when I first started boxing, I didn't even think this was even possible. I didn't think even becoming a pro boxer was possible. I didn't even think getting my first amateur fight was possible.
Mm-hmm.
But every day and every year, I'm just proving myself, and I actually have to stop and look back at all the stuff I've done. And it's like, wow, I didn't think I could do any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the fights in when I left the country, too. I told you when I came in here, I never thought I'd leave the country.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And a couple fights down in Colombia recently for you on your overall record, 11-1. Your opponent hasn't fought a ton lately, but recently was in a title bout, and his overall record, 7-1-1. He fights out of Texas. Rudy Montenegro is his name. What stands out on him? Because I know that you've been kind of piecemealing together some video and strengths and weaknesses there. What do you think about your opponent in a couple weeks that you'll be fighting at the Laurel Ridge Barn?
Yeah, I know for a fact my opponent is game, and he's a good boxer. He's not a street fighter. He's none of this. So I need to make sure that I'm on point and I'm treating this. I always tell myself I need to treat boxing like a sport. The one fight I lost, I treated it like it was a street fight.
Yep.
Right? If I treat this fight just like that, the same scenario is gonna happen. So I need to be on point with all the stuff I've been working on in training camp. Really, what it is I'm just treating boxing like a dance. When I treat boxing like a dance, it's just kind of like you can find a rhythm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've been listening to like 70s music and stuff like that, you know? So I'm just trying to get that kind of rhythm in my head because I want to be like the old school boxers. I feel like people are missing that because the new boxers, I'm not calling anybody out, but the new boxers is kind of like hit, run away, hit, run away. Me, I got 10 knockouts.
Yep.
I like to, you know, stay smooth like that, but I also have that old school, let's get this working kind of style, you know?
Yeah. And there's certainly a lot to look forward to. You got this UBO Continental Welterweight title coming up. We're talking with pro boxer and area native Deontay Walker. Spent some time down in Sioux City, here in Sioux Falls and the surrounding area now. Training out of 15th Round Boxing, 41st in Marion. And again, the battle at the barn, 15throundboxing.com, the place for tickets. That's upcoming in 2 weeks from Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. at Laurel Ridge Barn here in Sioux Falls. Now let's talk a little bit about you, your training, your experience. When you study yourself and when you're talking with your trainers and your sparring partners, what do you really think that you do well? And what are a few things that you say, man, I need to get better at that?
Yeah. Things I do well. Again, very powerful. If I pick those right shots and I land and I connect clean, you're gonna feel it, mm-hmm, for sure. And I say that humbly.
Yeah.
I say that humbly just because that's what it shows on the record. The thing I can work on, though, is, again, sometimes I do get a little angry,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah, so I mean, if I was getting punched in the face, I would be angry all the time.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with getting a little angry in the boxing ring.
Exactly.
So that's to your point.
When you do get like that, you just got to get your licks in and then realize that you got your licks in. So
yeah.
Get back to boxing.
Well, let me ask you, too, because people talk about boxing, it's one-on-one, it's you against your opponent, but that's not necessarily the case because it's you and your preparation and your training and that dance that you referred to, being within yourself. And, you know, you are playing against, it's similar to tennis up here on the screen, you're against your opponent, but at the same time, you fall back on your preparation, your technique, your patience and your ability, your conditioning also. We talked about the running. When you are thinking about boxing as a sport and as a dance and the patience part, am I right on that? That it's not necessarily you against the opponent, it's you against you and the opponent. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. You fall back on how, once you get tired, that's however you trained is how you're going to fight. So if you're constantly burning yourself out, which is what I like to do, I like to burn myself out. So I get used to fighting and training in a fatigued state when I'm kind of like just, you know, like my legs.
When you're out of gas.
My legs feel like they got lead in them.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm used to fighting like that, it honestly, when I fight, the more tired I get, the more or the better I box because I burn myself out. And I get that from my coach. My coach has taught me that. Nowadays, the new age stuff, train smarter, not harder. You, to an extent, you got to kind of, you know, be smart. Don't go too stupid because I've done that before where I trained, gone way too far, and I actually injured myself. That was before the fight I lost. But the other half of that, with the people telling you you shouldn't run all these long runs, what did all the greats do?
Oh, yeah.
They all ran. They ran till they couldn't run no more. Ali was running 6 to 12 miles. I heard, what's his name? Nigel Benn, I think it was. He was running 15 miles a day.
Jeez.
For his training. So what do? 6 miles in the morning. Then in the afternoon, I try and get another 6 mile run in too. And then sometimes I'll try and go above and beyond that as well. And then on top of that, I'm hitting the bag as much as I can. I'm doing as many push-ups as I can, doing as many pull-ups as I can. And just to get back to what you were saying, all this stuff is making me tired. Then when I get in there and spar, I'm already tired, and I'm trying to figure out how I can box as if I wasn't tired while I'm tired.
Well, it's all about that, like you hear about the NFL and other things, all about real game situation simulation. You know, you want to be tired, you want to be sweaty, you want to be fatigued. You don't want to come out and just be, okay, I'm good to go. I just started my day, first and 10 from the 20. You want to be grinding it out and tired and just got up off, peeled yourself up off the turf, because that's what you're going to have in a real game, real match, whatever, across the board. Pro boxer Deontay Walker trains here in Sioux Falls, originally from the area as well, down in Sioux City. And otherwise, Deontay's got a UBO Continental Welterweight title fight coming up 2 weeks from Friday. Battle at the Barn, 15thRoundBoxing.com, the place to find your tickets. It is a 7 o'clock start time. Get there early at Laurel Ridge Barn. Again, 15thRoundBoxing.com for tickets. Lastly here, I know I can't keep up with you with the workouts and stuff, but let me in. I might be able to keep up with what you're eating these days. What are you eating from day to day? What is the caloric intake like? Are you on a lot of chicken breast and rice? What are you doing these days as you're preparing 2 weeks from now for this fight?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm real passionate about this. I found a real passion in nutrition from this sport. But, yeah, I'll just take you through a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. What that'll look like.
And by the way, we talked about it, but you said, I think you're fasted for that first run of the day. There's no, you don't eat before that.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, I'll tell you that. So I wake up and basically I chug a coffee down. I wait a little bit because the coffee makes me have to use the bathroom.
Yep.
So I wait a little bit while I drink that coffee. Then I'm out on my run, and I do that just because most days when you wake up that early, you do not want to be up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to act like I want to be up that early. I don't want to be up that early, but I wake up, drink the coffee down, and then I'm out on a run. And then once you're at second mile in, you're already awake. You're good to go. So once I get back from that 6 mile run, then I'll eat before I go to the gym. And what that'll be is either eggs and sourdough toast. That could be 4 eggs and 2 pieces of sourdough toast. Or if I'm feeling, if I'm hungry, I'll eat 8 eggs and 4 pieces of sourdough toast.
Yeah.
And then, that's all just depending how fueled I feel. Then after that, go to the gym, work out, right? Most times I have to go to work. I actually took off work for this fight just so I can really focus this last 2 weeks. But I'll go to work, and I work at Crisp and Green. So my lunch will be like rice and chicken. I don't eat the dressings there because it has seed oils. I won't get into all that.
Yeah.
But they're kind of inflammatory for your body, so they can mess up your stomach and whatnot. But I have the rice and the chicken they got there. That's good. Then for dinner, after my evening training session, I also coach in those two. I'll coach the kids class, adults class, just to help my coaches out, because we're a whole big team.
Yep.
But anyways, my dinner will be, I'm going to put y'all on, the purple sweet potato. It's purple, like as purple as a blueberry is.
Yeah.
Purple sweet potato, and then if I have a little extra money, I'm going to go with steak. If I don't, I'm going to get the nice cheap chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
Or chicken thighs. Chicken thighs are real good, too, and I like to cook them on the grill just because I won't smoke up my house. And it's easy cleanup. I just got to scrape the grill off. There.
Yep.
Done like that. But let me tell you about the purple sweet potato real quick.
PSA for the purple sweet potato.
Yes,
I got you.
The purple sweet potato, it has things called anthocyanins in them. These are inflammatory antioxidant kind of chemicals. So, number one, all that beating up I'm doing to my body, I'm able to recover real quick because I'm giving my body those nutrients. You also got potassium and whatnot like that. And it's a nice slow digesting carb.
Mm-hmm.
So we got problems with diabetes around here because we have too much sugary stuff. Stuff that spikes your insulin and drops it back down too quick. This one will just keep you nice and level.
Yep.
You know, and keep you sharp too. Yep.
Hey, I need you to get an endorsement deal with Purple Sweet Potatoes after this title win.
That would, you know, we gotta do it. We gotta do it. Let's see. I am looking for sponsors.
Hey,
I'll throw that out there too.
Absolutely. Deontay Walker, pro boxer from here in Sioux Falls, again trains 41st and Marion, 15th round boxing there. 15thRoundBoxing.com, the place to go for tickets for the Battle at the Barn. This is coming up 2 weeks from Friday, Laurel Ridge Barn, 7 o'clock is the start time. Deontay, Hey, I could talk to you all day, man. This flew by. This is a quick 20 minutes here on the show. I appreciate the time. You're welcome back anytime. I hope that we're talking to you in a couple weeks from now about a title and what's next for you.
Yes, sir. And can I plug out where to get the tickets to one more time?
Yeah, go for it.
Again, we've said it multiple times, but 15thRoundBoxing.com, right on the front page, you'll see the poster for the fight. Click on that. Get your tickets early because at the door, if you try to buy the tickets, they'll be marked up, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So you save a little bit of money if you get them early.
Yep.
And start getting them now because the closer you get to the fight, the faster those tables and chairs are all going to sell out. The last fight we had in Sioux City, it was sold out at the door and people had to be, they couldn't get in because there was nowhere to sit.
Yep.
So get those tickets early. All right, y'all.
Yeah. 15thRoundBoxing.com, the place to go there. That is pro boxer Deontay Walker here on the Tuesday edition of Overtime. Great stuff. And again, fighting for a UBO Continental welterweight title coming up 2 weeks from Friday. The battle at the barn, Laurel Ridge Barn here in Sioux Falls, 7 o'clock on the 19th of July. One more time, 15thRoundBoxing.com for tickets. All the best to Deontay Walker. We take the break. Come back with more of Overtime after this on ESPN Sioux Falls.
And coverage. We are ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you here on Overtime, Tuesday edition of the show. Special thanks moments ago for pro boxer right here from the 605, Deontay Walker. 15th Round Boxing is his gym. And he's got a title fight coming up 2 weeks from Friday. Again, Battle at the Barn, more information, tickets, and more, 15thRoundBoxing.com. We'll talk all things NBA now on the show. Get to some NFL tidbits and news here momentarily. Let's rapid fire through all these transactions that have occurred within the last 10, 15, 16 hours or so. The Golden State Warriors are signing D'Anthony Melton to a one-year $12.8 million deal on the mid-level exception. Sources confirmed to ESPN late yesterday. Versatile defender and is a 37% career three-point shooter will help the Warrior fill out two areas that they had prioritized entering the summer: more shooting and improved defense, particularly on the perimeter, with the departure of longtime Warrior Klay Thompson and the release of 19-year vet Chris Paul. Melton also provides some backcourt depth. Again, averaged 11 points in 38 games this year for Philly before ongoing back issues caused him to miss the vast majority of the season. Other transactions from across the NBA: free agent guard Gary Harris has agreed to a two-year $14 million contract to stay in Orlando with the Magic. The 29-year-old spent the past three-plus seasons in Orlando after the Nuggets traded him to the Magic as part of a deal for Aaron Gordon back in the day. The veteran guard helped bolster Orlando's bench and served as a spot starter as the team progressed into a playoff team this past year. One of the big ticket items of the last 24 hours, free agent guard Klay Thompson is a Warrior no more. He agreed to a three-year $50 million contract with the Dallas Mavericks, ending an historic 13-year run with the four-time champion Golden State Warriors. Thompson's deal was largely inspired by the chance to compete for a fifth career title with the Western Conference champion Mavericks. So those of you out there were wondering what Dallas could do, who they could get to bolster this roster, to give them a little bit more edge, a little bit more oomph and pizzazz moving into the season. Klay Thompson certainly moves the needle just a little bit, but again, averaged 17.9 points last year, his lowest since 2012-2013. Dallas needs to realize what they're getting. They're not getting a star anymore. They're not getting a guy that's going to go fill it up for 40, 50 points in a game. What they're getting is a veteran sharpshooter and somebody that, if healthy, can provide that additional scoring option for the team. It is not a star signing, just like Paul George shouldn't be viewed as a star signing out in Philadelphia, but certainly can't hurt. Klay Thompson, three-year, $50 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. Other news from the NBA, Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum is going to be paid handsomely and paid handsomely for a long time. He agreed yesterday on a 5-year, $314 million extension. That's the largest contract in NBA history, according to Woj. The deal includes a player option and a trade kicker. The 26-year-old led Boston to their 18th NBA title as a franchise with a 5-game victory in the series against the Mavericks in the finals. During the finals, he averaged 22 points, 7.8 rebounds, and over 7 assists per game as the Celtics passed their forever rival Lakers for the most championships in league history. 6'9" forward, drafted 3rd overall by Boston back in 2017, has continued to develop into one of the NBA's top two-way talents on the wing, partnering, of course, with Jaylen Brown, who Boston signed to what was a record extension a year ago. Staying power is definitely there for Boston. We heard from Canty in hour number one. Earlier in hour number one, that the team has a lot more to prove. They've got to win when they're paying this much for their star power and certainly have the ammunition to do so. Lastly here from the NBA, Cleveland Cavaliers all-star guard Donovan Mitchell isn't going anywhere, agreeing on a 3-year, $150 million max contract extension that includes a player option with the Cavaliers. The deal delivers Cleveland the stability of having their franchise player under contract beyond next season. And for Mitchell, it delivers a guaranteed 4-year, $185 million total now and a chance to reach the league's 10-year service criteria that would allow him to pursue a 5-year extension worth more than $380 million when the next contract comes calling in 2027. Since acquiring Mitchell from the Jazz at the deadline 2 years ago, the Cavs have made consecutive playoff appearances, including advancing to the Eastern Conference semis just last year. 27-year-old All-Star, 5 straight seasons and averaged over 26 points per game just this past year. Lastly here on the NBA, not transaction related right now, but certainly one that could be a big dollar figure going up for grabs here very soon. The Boston Celtics majority ownership group led by Wick Grusbeck is planning to make the franchise available for sale. Grusbeck and partner Steve Pagliuca led a group that purchased the team in 2002 for $360 million. Since then, franchise valuations have skyrocketed. The Celtics, of course, have won 2 titles since that time. We'll wait and see what happens here, but certainly could be one of the higher sell items or higher sale prices that we've seen in the NBA in recent memory and perhaps ever, as the Boston Celtics majority stake is up for sale as of yesterday. We take the break, come back with some NFL news and more, including the Minnesota Vikings making an intriguing signing, at least reportedly, today. We'll tell you what that means coming up next on Overtime.
Streaming live online and with the app, this is Overtime with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Burt Ramin back here with you, set to wrap up hour number one on your Tuesday, July the 2nd. Looks like a little bit more rain coming in. Stay tuned again to your weather forecast for the latest news in our area. I totally forgot to get to the odds last segment, so we'll do that here first. For the NBA title next year, of course, Boston is your odds-on favorite. We knew that after their recent title hoist there and their record title number recently with the win over the Dallas Mavericks. Boston plus 295 for next year's title. Philadelphia, they're taking the cheese. They're taking the overall bait there as in Vegas. Philly is second in odds at plus 800. Two-way tie for third, OKC and Denver. Fourth, the New York Knicks and the Timberwolves. No fault of their own. They're not making a ton of moves. Pretty darn quiet so far. Minnesota is fifth in odds, at least sixth overall, but fifth in line, plus 1,000, the latest odds there. They're technically tied as well with the Dallas Mavericks, rounding out the top 10. Milwaukee, the Lakers, and the Phoenix Suns. Now for the latest from the NFL, John Gruden back in the news. He lost a bid for the Nevada Supreme Court to reconsider whether a contract interference and conspiracy lawsuit he filed against the NFL after he resigned as coach of the Raiders should be heard in court or
In private arbitration, attorneys for Gruden, the league, and an NFL spokesman didn't respond to messages after notice was posted on Monday on a court website. It wasn't immediately clear whether Gruden can seek a hearing before all seven state Supreme Court justices. Gruden's lawyers sought the rehearing after a three-justice panel split in a May 14th decision that said the league can force the civil case out of state court and into arbitration that might be overseen by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Gruden's lawsuit, filed in November of 2021, alleges that the league forced him to resign from the Raiders by leaking racist, sexist, and homophobic emails that he sent many years prior when he was at ESPN. Goodell is a named defendant in the case. Again, for more info and the latest on that case with John Gruden against the NFL, ESPN.com with a lengthy article available this morning. The 2023 season was a rough one for the Carolina Panthers, but wide receiver Adam Thielen has found a silver lining on the season. According to Pro Football Talk at NBCSports.com, doing an interview with Paul Allen of KFan, Thielen said that going through such a rough season provided him and other players with a chance to find out truly who we are. Thielen quoted as saying, "It's probably the biggest growth I've ever had as a person, a player, ever in my life, just because I had to be the person that I say I am day in and day out. I had to check myself at the door every single day because things weren't easy and things weren't going smooth." Thielen had a pretty darn good season down in Charlotte, considering the absolute disaster of an organization, the team, the train wreck of a season that went on. Rookie quarterback out there more often than not. Thielen still over 1,000 yards receiving, hoping for more and more wins this year down in Carolina. Very ugly news for the New York Jets. When the Jets unveiled their redesigned uniforms with a throwback logo in April, they recognized former employee Jim Ponds, who designed the logo that has been brought back this year. According to Pro Football Talk at NBCSports.com, Ponds is saying now the Jets need to pony up and pay him for his design. Ponds designed the logo, which features the airplane design attached to the capital J in Jets back in 1978 when he worked as the team's film and video director. The Jets used the logo for 20 years and is now bringing it back, but Ponds has filed a lawsuit seeking unspecified damages, the cancellation of the Jets' trademark of his logo, and a ruling that the Jets can't use the logo without his consent and compensation. That's according to the always reliable TMZ.com. But ugly situation in regards to a very sharp logo for the New York Jets. Find more there. Pro Football Talk at NBCSports.com. And lastly, we told you the Vikings were making a signing today, and it looks like they are, but it is pending a physical. We talked to you recently. Running back Cam Akers has been hanging around the Vikings facility, hanging around the Twin Cities, area trainers, looking to be back with the squad. We had Dustin Baker tell us last week he thinks it remains in the cards for him to be back, and now we get the report that that looks to be the case. Running back Cam Akers' first season with the Vikings came to an abrupt end, but it looks like he's set for another run in purple. This one also from Pro Football Talk. Charlie Walters of the Pioneer Press has reported that Akers is expected to re-sign with the Vikings as long as he passes an upcoming physical. Akers joined the Vikings in a September trade with the Rams and had 38 totes of the ball, 138 yards on the ground, and a touchdown while catching 11 passes for 70 yards in six games, injured his Achilles in November and missed the rest of the season. Had torn his Achilles back in July of 2021. This one just an injury that kept him out the rest of the year. Cam Akers reportedly back in the fold as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Before that becomes official, we're not going to talk about what roster spot he might transcend into and who might be cut to make room for the veteran running back just ahead of Vikings training camp. That's the latest from the NFL. Cam Akers, once again, reportedly working through a physical examination, looking to pass that physical and become a member once again of the Minnesota Vikings. That's the latest from the NFL. That is our number one in a hurry here on a Tuesday. When we come back, headlines and highlights, our friends Jerry P., Thomas Lee of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority will swing by around 12:25, 12:30. Also updates you on the latest from Wimbledon and more. Iga Swiatek already taking her first set 6-3 and down in set 2-1 on ESPN right now. Back with more of Overtime after this on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader.